who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But let's start with Luka and another 35-point game, Andy. And they lost. Dallas down now 0-2. And it ain't enough. I mean, people are talking about the numbers that he's putting up and how tremendous they are, which is all true. But they're not winning. And now they're saying he doesn't have enough help. But, Andy, if you watch the game and you looked at what happened in the second half, Luka scored plenty of points, but he gave up a million. He gave up a million on the defensive end. So when people start talking about, oh, he don't have enough help and he needs more people and he needs this and you can't put it on Luka, is that fair? If a guy doesn't stop the points from coming the other way, Andy, I'm going to tell you right now, not a hot take, not crazy. I'm not Meshuggah, Andy. He had 35 points, 13 of 22 from the field.
Right.
His team lost by 20. And they just took advantage of him defensively, gave up 34 points.
Right. They took advantage of him because they wore him down. And it was a smart move on their part. I'm talking about Phoenix right now. And that's what they did.
And However, it was 34 in the second half.
They gave up 71 points in the second half. I get that. I understand. But you know what?
And let me just say this, and I'm going to let you go.
All right.
You're not going to win a championship with just Luka doing this. So I'll be the first to say, if it's about putting up numbers and winning regular season games and you want to keep that guy around, that's fine. But if he can't give you something else on the second, on the other part of the court and help you and you can't win, it doesn't make sense to have him. It doesn't make sense.
Well, it does make sense to have, and I'll tell you why, because there's not many people that could pour in 35 points and give you 20, 25 points almost on a nightly basis. He had a hell of a night last night. 35 points, what did he have, like 5 boards and 7 assists? 15 boards, I think he had.
He gave up 34 points in the second half, Andy.
I understand that, but you have to give up something because his game is offense, and if he can't get any help on defense, and you know what? This isn't anything new. Rob, if you follow the NBA, if you follow sports, if you follow basketball, you know, you go back, way back, if history will tell us, you need a big three to survive. Back in Boston, they had Mikhail Burton-Parrish. When Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game, I think the Warriors won something like 14 games all year long. One guy cannot do it all. Look in Brooklyn this year, KD, without Irving. He couldn't do it. One guy can't do it. So you got to sacrifice something. They sacrificed the defense because Phoenix wore Luka down, and his game is offense, and he poured in 35. Where would they be without him? Where would they be without Luka?
They lost by 20. They lose by 30? Is that okay? Come on, Andy. It's too easy to say, where would you be without his 35? Where would you be if he would have stopped 14 of those 34 points he gave up? All I'm saying is...
But who gives you the 35 if he's not there? That's
the key. But it doesn't matter if you're giving up 34 on the other end, and that was just in the second half. The game was close. They abused him defensively. My point is, along with getting him help, and I understand what you're saying about you need two or three guys, but you need more from him defensively. That's not good enough to score 35 and give up 34 in the second half. It doesn't equate to winning. You got blown out and lost by 20. You know what, Andy? If you lose by 1 or by 20, you lost. And
there's
my
no
point
doubt.
Is, you're not going to win anything when they take advantage of him like that defensively. So my point is, I get the offense. I get the numbers he's putting up. I get why all the analytics and the geeks and all those people go gaga over him. And he's a tremendous player on the offensive end. But that's not going to get you anything. Andy, his performance last night and 250 will get you on the New York City subway. That's it.
First of all, you're telling me that you should get rid of Luka. Where would they be without him? Number two, they wouldn't be in the playoffs without Luka. Number two. Number three, the Suns were blistering, and that may be his fault. They shot like 64% from the floor, like 49 for 76, where Dallas is shooting like 45, 44%. This guy's a great player. This guy's an all-star player. This guy's tremendous. And again, you sacrifice something when you have a great offensive player like that. It's great coaching on the part of Phoenix to take advantage of his defensive woes. No doubt about that.
I give you that. But I'm saying, even if you say, dude, okay, we're not asking him to be a stopper or to shut out the other guy, but it can't be that easy where they can put 34 points in a second half on your star player. The 35 become moot. They're null and void. They don't mean anything, and that's what I'm trying to say. So you got to figure out to make him adequate in defense, all right, so that he's not exploited like that. And those are the things I'm talking about when you talk about Luka. I'm just saying, you could keep him all you want.
Right.
But Dallas ain't going to be winning no championship when you got your star player scoring 35 in a game and giving up 34 in the second half.
I'll tell you this, Dallas wasn't going to win this series anyway. With or without Luka. Dallas is not better than Phoenix, period. End of story. With or without Luka.
Can I give you, turn back the clock for all you young guys listening? Ralph Kiner played for the Pittsburgh Pirates and he led the league in home runs. And the Pittsburgh Pirates were in last place. And he went to Branch Rickey, who was the general manager, and he wanted a raise. And Branch Rickey said, no, I'm not giving you a raise. He goes, I led the league in home runs. He said, yeah, but we finished in last place with you, and we can finish in last place without you. And my point is...
That's a poor analogy.
No, and my point is...
Because basketball is five guys as opposed to baseball, which is nine, and it depends so much more on pitching than guys hitting home runs.
Yes, but I also know that defensively, if he doesn't get better and doesn't play better, it negates the points. I know everybody loves it. Oh, he scored 35. Oh, he's unbelievable. Right. Oh, 35. No, what was the net result when he gave up on the other end? That's what I'm talking about. You're not going to win.
I hear what you're saying. It's disgusting that they gave up 71 points as a team in the second half. I put more blame on Jason Kidd not making adjustments on the defensive end of the ball, not Luka. You know Luka has a weakness perhaps in defense. You know that they were really wearing him down. That's basically what Phoenix did. Do something. Jason, do something as coach. It's on you, not on Luka Doncic. It's not on Luka. It's on you as coach. Do something. Zone it. Do so. Help them out on defense.
I understand the coaching part, but there comes a part where you have a star player. And again, I'm not asking him to be a defensive stopper or to not give up any points or he pitched a shutout. I'm not asking for any of that because that's not possible. Okay? But it can't be as bad as it was last night. That was a dam with water coming in 20 different places. That will not get you anything. That did not get you back in the series. And remember, it was a game in the first half.
It was.
It was a game.
Was it any worse than what KD did against the Celtics defensively? Was that any worse? Think of that.
But the difference
is, who thought Brooklyn would get swept by Boston? I had a feeling that Dallas would not compete with Phoenix. But I thought that Boston series against Brooklyn would go 6-7 games.
They won a four-game series by a total of 17 points. I'm not making any excuses. By 17 points, and Nick Claxton missed 20 free throws by himself. So I'm just telling you, it wasn't as bad as it looked because they easily could have won game one where Tatum hit that shot at the buzzer, right?
I hear you.
It wasn't 20 points like this. Is what I'm saying. And the other thing is, you can't look at Luka Doncic and KD and put them in the same sentence. One guy's won two championships and been the finals MVP twice. So I'm not buying that.
Look, you got Luka putting in 35. You know who his help is? Dinwiddie? 11 off the bench? Are you kidding me? He got nothing. He has no help offensively and defensively. They didn't get the job done. This is not a well-balanced team. It's not a good team. They're in the playoffs. They'll be out in a couple of games. All right? That's what it is. They're not good.
So I'll to put ask the you
blame,
one question.
You put the blame on a superstar. Again. It's real easy to put the blame on a superstar. Many people done.
If he keeps playing like that defensively, how many championships will they win in Dallas?
Well, they got to get some help. And I'm
no,
telling
I'm asking you about him. I get the help. But he can't. You can get help. He still has to do a better job. Yes or no?
He's got to do a better job, but you know what? They got to be a better team. I mean, they are not a top team. They're not a top-tier team in their division. They're not going to win. Did you think going into the playoffs? I didn't think they'd make the playoffs. Did you think they'd win?
No, but I didn't think that it would be it would be that easy for the Suns in the second half of a game that you're trying to even up the series and give yourself
right.
a shot going back
home. And I didn't think
home.
Chris Paul be playing tremendous basketball like he's playing either.
He's
I didn't
playing
think he'd
great.
Be playing. He's playing
There's
tremendous.
No doubt.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last hour, we finished up talking with Marcus Hayes, who's a Philadelphia Inquirer columnist, and James Harden's name did come up. But, Andy, there's a story out that basically says that he would be willing, and he could be willing to take less to re-sign with the Sixers. So James Harden will be a free agent this summer,
right?
With the Sixers, and he can re-sign, and they can re-sign him to a 5-year, $270 million max contract. Or Harden can opt into his $47.4 million contract next season, and then get an extension of up to 4 years, $223 million.
Well, let me put this back in your lap, okay?
Okay.
You said Dallas couldn't win with Luka. I'm telling you right now, the Philadelphia 76ers are not going to win with Harden. How's that?
That's fine. My point, though, is, and I just want to finish this, Sam Amick from The Athletic in his latest podcast, the NBA show, said, quote, when the Sixers got him, their intel was that he would potentially be willing to take less. And obviously, you know, nobody knows him better than Daryl Morey, who's the general manager.
Right.
But this will be interesting. And I guess my question is, you're not a big fan of his. Can they? I think Philadelphia is over a barrel. They gave up a ton for him. And they can't let him not re-sign him. And Daryl Morey's his buddy. Who right. was there in Houston.
He put a banner up in Houston for him.
And exactly. And I think that he will get paid and he'll take no hometown discount. And I just don't see how this plays out any other way.
You know, it's funny. We talk about the value of a player. Will he stay? Will he sign? Will he go? We don't put in the equation the public pressure, the media pressure. Because if you let him go, if they let him go, I think the media would kill the 76ers because what they did to get him. I think the fans would have a backlash as well. So I think that's a major factor in the decision-making of these general managers when these guys are up for signing long-term contracts. I'm with you. He's going to get the money, and he's going to stay in Philly. Is it a good move? I don't think so.
No, but I'm with you. Right. I agree. I don't think it's a good move, but they don't have the cojones, Andy Furman,
to tell him
to tell him to get lost. They just won't. They won't do it. We've seen plenty of guys keep getting these contracts and money because it's just the nature of the game. It's out there. So it's hard. And it's a business, right? We just saw Russell Westbrook last year was the highest paid player on the Lakers, making like $45 million a year.
Right.
$45 million, Andy.
But is there a market for James Harden? That's the key also. You say he's got the 76ers over a barrel, and I agree.
No, I mean from the standpoint of over a barrel because they gave up a lot for him
is what
I'm saying. You can't let that guy walk, and then you don't have Ben Simmons. You don't have the draft picks. You don't have Seth Curry. You don't have Andre Drummond. You gave up the boatload. You can't let him walk.
But I don't think there's a tremendous market out there for James Harden right now. I really don't.
No, I agree with that from the standpoint that he might be persona non grata because of what he did, forced his way out of Houston, forced his way out of Brooklyn. How many places can you do this before people go,
it's
going to happen to us?
They talk about I hear it all the time, and I almost want to stick my finger down my throat when I hear it, the term culture. All right? 99% of the people that use the term don't even know what it means. They say, we want to have our team with a culture. We want to develop culture. Well, I don't think you can develop a great culture with a guy like James Harden. That's my take. Great player, can play the game, but when you get a guy who wants to force his way out and just kind of is very diversive in the locker room, I don't think that guy brings a lot of great culture to a ball club. I wouldn't want him on my team if I'm the GM. I really wouldn't.
The best guy who brought culture to a club was Boy George. That's what I remember.
All right. Who did he play for?
For both teams.
There you go. Played in both leagues.
How about that culture club, a Boy George reference? Yeah. Rob G is now scratching his head, and it ain't dandruff. And he's
no
saying,
idea who that is.
You have no Boy George?
Come on.
Don Brown, do you know who Boy George is?
I do know who he is. I never listened to his music, but I do know who Boy George is.
Culture Club, Rob G. What kind of music guy are you? You never listen to Culture Club?
Rob, you haven't watched a TV show since the 90s. Stop it.
Because he's listening to music all the time. That's why.
I'm listening to Boy George. Rob G, chime in on this. I'm just, you know, Andy and I both think it's going to be a terrible deal. But do you agree that Philly has no choice? Or do you think that they can step away from him?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's not just because they gave up so much from, which is probably the biggest reason. But reason number two why they have to give him whatever he asked for is because of Joel Embiid. It's not like you can say, all right, James Harden didn't work out. He's out of shape. He's not what he used to be. Blah, 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 blah. We'll let him go. Okay, where's your cap space? Where's your draft picks? What are you going to trade that's going to make it so that you can capitalize on this window with Joel Embiid? Because his peak is not going to be much longer, number one. And number two, he has a history of getting hurt. So whatever his prime years was, if it's 5-6 years like normal guys, you probably cut that in half with Joel Embiid. He's not going to be the dominant force forever. He gets hurt every season. I mean, this playoff right now, he got a broken face. So if you're Philadelphia, whether you think James Harden is the answer or not, the fact is you have no means to replace him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Him.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else.
What are you
going to
go get, Russell Westbrook? I mean, what? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Right. And he's good at the box office. I think he sells tickets. He's got a name. I mean, you get rid of him. Who do you have? You're right. Joel Embiid never plays. And here's a guy, at least you have a name. And I think that a kid who lives in Philadelphia say, hey, Dad, give me some tickets. Let's go. We want to go to the game. I want to see James Harden. He's got a name. He's got box office appeal.
Now, the only thing is, at one point, he was an unbelievable. I'm starting to worry And Chris had pointed this out during the regular season, Andy, that even when he was putting up like decent numbers for the Nets or numbers to get him to the All-Star game, but he said he just doesn't feel like he's the same player. And is it the same hamstring injury from, you remember, the first playoff game a year ago with Brooklyn? You remember that, where he got hurt in the first 58 seconds of the game?
Yeah.
And he's never really been the same. I don't know. I know he can't consistently put up the numbers he used to in Houston. It seems like he's good for a game, and then he's bad for two or three games. He's not very aggressive. How many nights have you seen him with, like, 13 shots? You know, like
right.
that? You're that's not enough.
Point. Right, and in 28 games with the 76ers since that trade deadline, he has zero, goose egg, nada, no games with at least 20 shot attempts. Here's the guy. He's got to carry the load when Embiid's not there. He's got to shoot the ball 25 to 30 times a game.
Right, otherwise you're not going to win. And we even saw Embiid during the series against Toronto come out publicly and said that James needs to be more aggressive, take more shots. You don't have to be a ball hog or anything, you know what I mean? But
right.
but you can't win games when you're not putting up the shots and you're that number two option. Embiid had an MVP season, you know, in the mix for an MVP. He's not going to win it, but he put up that kind of season. So it's interesting to see how this plays out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest, Ben Verlander, of course, from FoxSports.com. He's an MLB analyst and host of the Flipping Bats podcast. Ben, what's happening? How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great. I can also add a little clarity into this Kissimmee thing. I played there in spring training. I asked the question. It is Kissimmee.
Kissimmee, not Kissimmee.
Yes, correct. All
right. We got it. Well, let me ask you this, Ben. Let's start here. We know the Angels shut out the Red Sox 8-0 today, but they're in first place, 17-10, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Is there a chance? Do they have enough pitching? We need Ohtani and Trout in the postseason. We do. Baseball needs it.
Yeah, I would say there is a good chance. This team is different. It is different than years past, and I say that because not just because Mike Trout is healthy to this point. The pitching has been way different. Their rotation has been good enough. The back end of the bullpen has been really good. So there is a chance, and I am hoping, along with any baseball fan in the entire world, that we can get a Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in the playoffs. But it's looking good. They are a really, really good team, and it is different than in years past.
Ben, a milestone. Dusty Baker gets his 2,000th win manager. Here's the deal, though. No World Series for him. Will that preclude him from getting into the Hall of Fame?
No, I think 2,000 wins is basically an automatic ticket into the Hall of Fame. You know, you look at, there's been 12 in history, and 10 of those 12 are in the Hall of Fame. The only one that isn't is Bruce Bochy, who is a surefire.
Who's going to be
in?
Right.
Well, he hasn't waited 5 years yet, maybe.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, his 5 years isn't up yet. So I think once you get to that mark, it's surefire no matter what has happened for you. He won one as a player. I think he's in unique territory with his playing career as well. Obviously, I think Joe Torre is like the staple of a great playing career and a great managerial career. Dusty Baker was really good in his own right and won a World Series and as a player and then as a manager, has done pretty much everything under the sun besides win a World Series. And I think he's good enough to be in as well, for sure. Whether he gets that World Series this year with the Astros or in the future or not, I think he's a surefire.
He might be the coolest cat that's ever played baseball. Dusty Baker, for people who don't know, first of all, Ben, I love, he still wears wristbands, even as a manager. He's always got that toothpick going, even with the mask on during the pandemic.
Right.
He had
right.
A toothpick in there. He also was on deck when Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run. He's sitting there as Hank Aaron hits this unbelievable home run. And then the last one, he's the one who helped create the high five with Glenn Burke for the Dodgers. I mean, Dusty Baker, what hasn't he done? I mean, I'm
with you, man. We don't talk about him enough in terms of like everything under the sun that this guy has accomplished. I mean, he literally started the high five.
Right.
It's wild.
And he has a wine vineyard. He has his own wine vineyard too.
Exactly. And he was on deck for Hank Aaron. I mean, it's funny. My brother actually pitched yesterday, and post-game they were talking to him about Dusty Baker, and he said, yeah, actually, the night he got 2,000 wins, I was talking to him saying, hey, what are some of the big milestones you've seen? Like, you've been around the game for a long time. And he said, Justin, I'll tell you this. I'm old enough to remember Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record, and I was there when Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record.
Yep.
So I've seen it all.
That is incredible. Let me ask you this. Aaron Judge bet on himself, right? He had $213.5 million sitting there. The Yankees made him an offer before the season started. He turned it down. And is he not balling out for the Yankees? They just won 11 in a row. They just got beat the other night by Toronto. They're off tonight. But Aaron Judge, maybe he'll have the last laugh, and maybe he will get a $300 million contract. But he's swinging the bat well right now, Ben.
I love seeing it, man. I love seeing players bet on themselves and not get the money that I think they deserve or they think they deserve before the season, and then they come out and just ball. And, I mean, he had 8 homers in his previous 10 games. They really weren't particularly close on the contract. And you look at Aaron Judge, the player, and he's obviously fantastic. I like to look at Aaron Judge as the figure he is. I mean, he's number 99 in pinstripes in the Bronx. Like, he's a figure in New York City, and that's worth something as well. He should be the captain of that team. So the fact they didn't give him his money, I get tired sometimes of teams not wanting to pay players for their production on the field and what they do mean to that franchise. I couldn't be more thrilled for what Aaron Judge has gone out and done so far this year. And I think the Yankees might be biting themselves now because they offered them that money. He turned it down, and I think he's worth more than he even originally wanted at this point. So I'm hopeful he gets his money after this year. And even he said, he goes, I want to be a Yankee, but I think I deserve my money. And whether it's here or elsewhere, I want to get that money. And that price keeps going up and up every single day, I'll tell you that much.
Ben Verlander, Major League Baseball obviously wants to speed the game up. They say the game takes too long, although I think the beauty of baseball is it's no clock. However,
I'm with you, Randy. I'm with you.
The talk right now is they're getting the ball in play. There's less home runs. There's less walks. There's less strikeouts because the ball is, in fact, in play. But have they changed the baseball? That's the rumor going around. What have you heard?
So I do believe that baseball has changed to some degree. I mean, you start looking at the numbers, and you can't argue it. You look at the years past, the exit velocity paired with the launch angle that we're seeing from players. And, you know, there are balls that aren't getting out this year that have been a home run 100% of the time over the last few years. I mean, you start looking at these numbers, and you can't say that these balls aren't more dead than they have been. And then you start hearing pitchers coming out saying, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but these balls just feel different. You can tell the second you get them in your hand. And there was a pitcher that came out the other day, and he even said, yeah, I had to throw out 4 different balls. I asked the umpire for a new ball, and every single one that I got was different than the one from before. So I'm not really sure what's going on. It hasn't really been talked about as much. Obviously, Major League Baseball hasn't admitted that anything is going on, but it's pretty clear to me that there is a new baseball and something needs to be done about it one way or the other, because we're seeing historically low batting averages and pitchers having really no feel for the baseball when it's in their hands.
Ben, last thing, we saw in a minor league game, a guy took too long. He stepped out of the box. He didn't get back in, and he was punched out. And they're like, this is coming to Major League Baseball. And I'm like, can you imagine Shohei's out of the box and he gets punched out, you know, by the umpire without taking a swing or getting a third strike pitch? And I'm confused because I'm with Andy. I just don't think that what are we trying to do? Do you want the game to just be 2 hours and whatever the score is and how many innings we play, 2 hours, we just go home? Or do we want to play the game and let it breathe? Who are we trying to pacify? Because when baseball fans go to the park, I expect 3 hours. Ben, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I don't really understand either. Like, you know, I look at the game of baseball, and like you guys said, there's no clock. That's kind of the beauty of it. And the people that I feel like are complaining about the length of the game aren't the ones that really love baseball in the first place.
Right.
You know, I sit down on Saturday and watch a college football game, and it takes 4 hours. I mean,
thank you.
I don't really understand the talk about shortening baseball games, but it's funny every time I hear somebody talk about the pitch clock. Literally 5 years ago when I was playing professionally, I got called out for standing in the box because of the pitch clock. And every time I hear somebody bring it up, it makes me think about my biggest regret in my career, not getting thrown out of a baseball game with not arguing that more. It is ridiculous. And like you said, you brought up Shohei. I think of those situations as well. The next year comes along and you have Aaron Judge in the box and it's a 3-2 count with the bases loaded. And
right.
Right. Going to call him out because he didn't get in the box in time. I don't understand it. I'm for the game being as long as it is. It's what, a little over three hours now, which is perfectly fine. If you don't
and get
the
that guy off second base in the 10th inning, too.
Right.
Get him off the-
what are we doing? I don't understand any of this because how many extra inning games are there? There aren't enough to be worried about that. And every once in a while, when I go to a game, Ben and Andy, and the game goes long, and I get up and I leave and I put the radio on and I listen to the rest of the game on my way home. What's the problem?
Yeah. Right.
I will say this, I agree, but the runner on second thing was just implemented again this year because of the shortened spring training and the lockout. They were worried about pitcher health. That's not the plan for the long term.
Okay, good.
Future of baseball.
Good. Okay.
So I do kind of understand that. I wish maybe they would change it after the All-Star game. I wish it wasn't all year. But I'm with you. Like, look, if a game's going into the 20th inning and it's too much for you and your little kid that's falling asleep at the game, then go home.
Go home.
People can sit there and watch it.
No doubt. All right. His name is Ben Verlander. Check out his podcast, Flipping Bats. He, of course, is a FoxSports.com MLB analyst. Ben, always a pleasure, my man. We appreciate you. Thank you.
See you, Ben.
Of course, guys. Appreciate you for having me.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.